Today's shiur is a Masechta Rosh Hashanah on Daf Tes. We will begin on Daf Ches Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom of the Amud, beginning with the last word, Tanya Idach. Today's shiur is based on the Gemara that we learned in yesterday's shiur, and we have been discussing four halachas concerning Yovel. We will see the psukim for these halachas on Daf Tes Amud Beis, but basically the psukim in the Parsha of Yovel tell us about an Isser Malacha of doing work with the Karka during Yovel. Also, there's a mitzvah on Bezdin to do Tekiah Shofar. There is Cheiris Avarim, that the Avarim go free. And also that a Stei Achuza, it returns to its owners when Yovel begins. And in yesterday's shiur, we had a machlokas between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroika as to when the Kedusha of the Yovel year begins. According to the Rabbanan, the shofar is blown on Yom Kippur, and that's when the Kedusha of Yovel begins. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Kedusha begins on Rosh Hashanah. As we learned in yesterday, so again, let's briefly go over it. This will be the last small line on Chesamet Beis. Hamani Rabbi Yishmol Benayish Rabbi Yochanan Breiki the Sanya Kiddush Dem Eshnasa Chamishim Shana Matam Loimer. Why was it necessary to have the pasuk of Chamishim Shana? We know that it follows the Shmita cycle of 7 times 7, which is 49, and then the 50th year is Yovel. Why did the pasuk have to say you should be Mekadesh Eshnasa Chamishim Shana? Lefisha Nem Rabbi Yom Kippurim Yochel loy tehei miskadesh es elam yom kippurim ve'elach. Since the pasuk says by Yom Kippur taviru shofar, I would think that the kedusha of Shvi is that the time that the Isser Malacha takes place during Yovel is only from Yom Kippur and on. Tamalom v'kidash mishnas chamishim elam ish miskadesh es ve'elachas mitchilasa. So Rabbi Yishmol's opinion is that the Yovel begins from Rosh Hashanah. That's when the Isser Malacha will take place. Mikan amar Rabbi Yishmol Nice Rabbi Yochanan Breika, that me Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim lo yihayu avadim niftorim lebatayin v'loy mishtabim ladoneim. It was a quasi zman of cheirus. The real cheirus only took place on Yom Kippur when the shofar was blown. However, from Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippur, since was already in the year of Yovel, the Avodim didn't have to work. They had like sort of a paid vacation. They would eat, drink, be happy. They had their crowns on their head to show that they were B'nai Chorin. And then, Kivin Shigia, Yom Kippurim, Taku Bezdin B'Shoifer, Niftu Avodim L'Bateim, V'Sodeis Chayzeris L'Baleim. When the Bezdin blew the Shoifer on Yom Kippur, that's when the Avodim went totally free. And the Stei Achuza went back to the Balav. The Meforshim speak out that the Stei Achuza could not be worked on by the present owners. It had to lay fallow for those 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim. However, the final Kinyan didn't take place until Bezdin had blown the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Then it would revert totally back to the original Bilam. So that was the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel Benoish Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroika, and the Chachamim disagree with this. The Chachamim were of the opinion that the Kedusha of Yovel comes at the same time as the Tekiah Shofar on Yom Kippur. And now we begin the Gemara, five lines from the bottom of the Amud. Tanya Idach. We learned another Braisa which will be based on the Braisa that we learned yesterday. Yovel hi, there's a miyut in the pasuk. It says Yovel hi, it is Yovel, ma tamad loimer. What is it being b'mayit? Lefisha nemar, v'kidashtem eshnasa chamishim, since the pasuk says that you should make holy the 50th year. Yochel, I would have thought, k'shem shemizkadesh esroi lechas mitchilosu. And this Braisa is going according to the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroika. I would think, just like the Kedusha of Yovel begins according to Rabbi Shmuel from Rosh Hashanah, so in other words, there are 10 days from Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippurim, which are added on. The Guf HaKedusha of Yovel takes place on Yom Kippur with Kiyah Shofar. But we could look at these 10 days, in fact, as the Gemara is going to get into the Sugya, of Maisif and Michael Al-Kodesh. The 10 days, according to Rabbi Shmuel, from Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, are like a Hosafa to the Etzim Kedusha, which begins on Yom Kippur. So just like I have 10 days at the beginning of the year, as far as Yovel goes, kach miskadesh is vohelach is b'soifa. So too, from the 50th year into the 51st year, Yovel will not end at the end of the Yovel year with Rosh Hashanah, but rather Rashi speaks out, it will continue. How long will it continue? Until Yom Kippur. Just like we added at the beginning from Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we'll go from Yom Kippur, not till Rosh Hashanah, but from Yom Kippur till Yom Kippur. That's what I would have thought. And if you will ask me, where do you see such a precedent? V'al t'tama, don't wonder, where do you have such a precedent that you can continue Yovel into the 51st year? Sha'arei Maisif Michal Al Kodesh. As we're going to learn on Daf Testament Aleph, we find by Shemitah that you're Maisif Michal Al Kodesh, both at the beginning and at the end. So I would have thought that the same halacha applies to Yovel as well. Talmud Loimer, that's why the Pasuk says, Yovel he, it is Yovel, Shnasa Chamishim, the Shnasa Chamishim. And from that I learn out, Shnasa Chamishim Ato Mekadesh. You're Mekadesh the 50th year as Yovel. The Ato Mekadesh Shnasa Chamishim V'achas. You're not Mekadesh the 51st year. So this is how Rabbi Yishmael ben Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha learns the Psukim based on his sheet. And now we begin Daf Tesamid Aleph, V'Rabbon. And as Rashi explains, we need, according to Rabbi Yishmael ben Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha, Yovel he to be Memayit, that from the 50th to the 51st year, it is not Yovel from Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippur. Why? Because Rabbi Yishmael's opinion was that it is Yovel at the beginning of the 50th year from Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippur. So I would have thought that at the end of the Yovel year, it also extends from Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippur. But according to the Rabban, whose sheet it is, that Yovel begins with Yom Kippur, so there's no have a minute to think that it would extend past Rosh Hashanah. Verabbanan. So, what do they use the miyur of Yovel he? The answer is Shnas Chamishim Atomona. You can only count the 50th year as Yovel v'Atomona Shnas Chamishim va'achas. And here Rashi tells us it's not how we would read it Pashut. Shnas Chamishim va'achas, but rather divide that up, comma. Chamishim, comma, va'achas. What does that mean? You cannot count, as we're going to see Rabbi Yehuda's sheet is, you cannot count the 50th year as both being the 50th year of the previous cycle, and va'achas and the first year of the next cycle. That's Rabbi Yehuda's sheet. The Rabbanan disagree. The Rabbanan say, Yovel he, it is Yovel. It is not the first year of the next cycle. The first year of the next cycle will start in the 51st year. Tosfos is geared to the top. Tosfos is below Vav. In other words, Tosfos is Goris V'yatamona Shnas Chamishim Achas, without the Vav. And what does it mean? You cannot count the Chamishim as Achas. So in other words, the Ritva tells us, basically, Rashi and Tosfos come out to the same pshat. The difference is, how do you read the Gemara? Do you read it? You cannot count it as Rashi says, Chamishim v'Achas. It should both be the 50th and the 1st. Or as Tosfos, you shouldn't count the 50th as the 1st. But according to both pshatim, it comes out, Yovel he, that the 50th year is not the first year of the next cycle. Who is this Mamad? Lafukim Rabbi Yehuda. It's Mamad Rabbi Yehuda. Da'amar Shnas Chamishim Oilu Lakan Lakan. That the 50th year of Yovel is also the first year of the next cycle. In other words, according to Rav Yehuda, this Yovel cycle is only 49 years and not 50th. And of course, there will come out nafkeminis of when Shemitah is. Kamash Malan Deloy, so that's why Yovel he, according to Rabban, is Memayet, that we do not hold like Rabbi Yehuda, but rather the 51st year is the beginning of the next Yovel cycle. Continues the Gemara, Udemosif and Michol Al Kodesh Minolan. You mentioned on Daf Chesamid Beis that there's a concept of Mos Michol Al Kodesh, and that's why I would have had a Havamina that we should be Mosif from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur in the 51st year. Where do you find this concept? The Sanya, we learned in a brisa. Let's see the pasuk first in Shmois Lamedalad pasuk Chaf Aleph. The pasuk says, "Sheishes yomim tavod v'yoyim ashri tishbois becharish uvekatzur tishbois." So it is clear from the beginning of the pasuk that it's speaking about Shabbos. However, what is the end of the pasuk speaking about? On this, we have a machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva is going to learn that the end of the pasuk becharish uvekatzur tishbois, that you should rest from plowing and harvesting, is not referring to Shabbos, but rather it's referring to Shemitah. Why does he learn that way, as Rashi explains? Because if you're speaking about Shabbos, is Charish and Katzur the only Malachas that are also on Shabbos? We have Lamed Tes Malachas. So LMI, if you're telling me it's only Charish and Katzur, you must be referring to the Halacha of Shemitah. And the Ritva says that it's not Shver. How do you mix in the same Pasuk Shabbos and Shemitah? The Pasuk means that 6 days you should work, and on the seventh day you should rest. In those 6 days, normally you can do Charish Rekatzer, but there's another 6 days where you can't do Charish Rekatzer. And when is that? That's in Shemitah. That's how the Ritva says that Rabbi Akiva is going to learn the Pasuk. So now let us see how Rabbi Akiva makes the Drasha. Becharish Rekatzer Tishbois. You should rest from plowing and harvesting. Rabbi Akiva Oimer, Ein Etzarch Loimer Charish Rekatzer Shashvias. If we're saying it's speaking about Shemitah, but for Shemitah itself, I don't need this pasuk. Why? Sharei kvar nemar sada loisizra. Sadcha loisizra, your field you shouldn't plant, and the Gemara Moed Katan learns from this pasuk all the malachas that are prohibited on Shemitah to be done with the karka, including chayrish and katzer. So why did the Torah have to repeat it over here? Ella, it's not referring to chayrish and katzer of Shemitah itself. Ella chayrish al erev shviyas hanichlis l'shviyas. It's speaking about plowing on erev shviyas that goes into shviyas if it's beneficial for the ground on Shemitah, that's also prohibited on Erev Shvias. The Ksir Shel Shvias and the harvesting of Shemitah produce, as Rashi says, if 1/3 of the Tefuah was already grown, Hayotze L'Matzoi Shvias, if that goes into the 8th year, that also is prohibited. So what do we see? That both before the Shemitah and after the Shemitah, there's a Taisvis of Kedusha. So from that we learn out the concept of Maisif Michal Al-Kodesh, according to the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yishmael, what does Rabbi Yishmael hold? Rabbi Yishmael disagrees with Rabbi Akiva, and he says, as Rashi explains, that the Pasuk, in fact, is speaking not about Shvius, it's speaking about Shabbos, both the beginning of the Pasuk and the end of the Pasuk. And Rabbi Yishmael says, that we learn like this, you have the obvious question, if it's speaking about Shabbos, why do we only mention the two malachas of Charish and Katzer? The pshat is that we're trying to be medama, we're trying to compare harvesting to plowing. Just like Machorish Rishus, Avkotzer Rishus. Just like Chorish is a Avoda, which there's no mitzvah attached to it, as Rashi explains. If you wanted to harvest the Omer and you didn't have any barley, there would be no mitzvah. You must plow and then seed and make barley in the ground. There, if you found a field that was already plowed, put in the seeds and grow your barley. There's no mitzvah per se anywhere in the Torah for any reason that you have to plow. But by Tzira, we do find the concept of a mitzvah elixir. When is that? The night before the 16th of Nissan, there is a mitzvah of Tziras Omer. And even if you found it already harvested, you have a mitzvah to go and harvest it. So I learn out like this, says Rabbi Shmuel. You know when Tzira is not Docha Shabbos, that's if it's Rishus, like Chorish. Ma Chorish Rishus, Avkotz Rishus. Yotzuk Tzir HaOmer, Shehu Mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. And the Mela, since it's a mitzvah, that's not the type of Tzira that the Torah prohibited on Shabbos. The Torah only prohibited on Shabbos is a rishus tzira, but a mitzvah tzira like tzira soimer, that is doiches Shabbos. And what will Rabbi Akiva learn? Why Rabbi Akiva is using the pasuk for Shvias, we said, for Taisvus Michael Kodesh. What does he do with this drasha? So the Ritva explains that Rabbi Akiva's shita is that you're allowed to harvest Omer not the night before of the 16th of Nisan. You could do it before Yontiv. So Memela, there's no pressing need that it should be Doicha Yontiv, that it should be Doicha Shabbos. So Einachanami, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's not Doicha Shabbos. You should have done it before. Rabbi Shmuel insists you must do it the night before. And if the night before is Shabbos, then you have a problem. Then the Torah is telling you that Ksiris Ha'am, which is a mitzvah, must be Doich Shabbos, because I have no alternative. Mashiach, according to Rabbi Kiva, it's not Doich Shabbos. For Rabbi Shmuel, now we have to understand, if Rabbi Shmuel uses the pasuk for this drasha, that Ksiris Ha'am is Doich Shabbos, Maisif Mechal HaKadosh Minolei, Bishlam, Rabbi Kiva used it for Taisvah Shmita, Maisif Mechal HaKadosh. But what does Rabbi Shmuel use it? How does he know this halacha of Maisif Mechal HaKadosh? And for the Gemara, Nafgalei Medesanya. He'll learn it from that which we learned in a Braisa. Let us first say the pasuk in Vayikra Chav Gimel, pasuk Lamed Beis. Shabbos Shabbosin Hu Lachem. We're speaking about Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a Shabbos Shabbosin. V'nisim Esnaf Shaseichem. You should afflict your bodies, but Tishal Chaydish by Erev, the ninth of Tishrei at night. May Erev at Erev from night to night. Tishbishu Shabbatchem. You should have this Shabbos, which is Yom Kippur. And now the Gemara analyzes all the words of this pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'nisim esnaf shesech betisha." You should have inui not eating on the ninth. Yachal betisha. I would have thought that you'd have to stop eating already on the ninth. Tamaloymer be'erev. The pasuk says, "No, it's at night." Iba erev. If you're telling me that the Yom Kippur begins at night of the tenth, yachal mishatech shach, that it's only when it's dark. Tamaloymer betisha. The pasuk says ninth. So we really have an inherent steerer over here between betisha and be'erev. Hakeitzad? How could this be? The answer is maschlu mesanim meboy joyim. That you have to begin the Tainus. Toisvis, here's where Rabbi Yishmael will learn out Toisvis of Kedusha, of Shvisa. He'll learn it out from the Halach of Yom Kippur. But you must begin the fast a little before Yom Kippur begins. The Rosh speaks out that this means a few minutes before Bein HaShemashes. Because Bein HaShemashes, obviously you can't eat it. Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Lila. So Mimele, it means a short while before Bein HaShemashes, you already have to stop eating. Melamed, Shemaisif, and Michal HaKai. This teaches us that you're Moshe Michael al Kodesh. This is only when Yom Kippur begins. How do I know even at the end of Yom Kippur you also have to be Moshe Michael al Kodesh? Talmud Lomer, the pasuk says in that pasuk that we mentioned before, May Erev Ad Erev, as Rashi says, Ad Va'ad Bechlal, into the night that Yom Kippur stretches into Moitzoy Yom Kippur as well. Ainli Yom Kippur, El Yom Kippur, my only fine Taisus Yom Kippurim. How do you know Shabbos is Minayim? How do you know there's an Indian to be Moshe Michael al Kodesh by Shabbos as well? Talmud Lomer, the pasuk says, Tishbisu, you should be Shavus, that refers to Shavus. Yom Tov Minayim, how do I know that there's an Indian of Taisus Yom Tov? Talmud Lomer, Shabbatchem, we have another word over there in the pasuk, Shabbatchem, that refers to Yom Tov. Ha Ketzad, so how does this work out? That Kol Makab, Sheyesh Boi Shvois, Maisif Michael Kaj, wherever you have the concept of Shvus, wherever you have a idea of resting, be it on Yom Kippur, be it Yontif, be it Shabbos, there's always a mitzvah of being Maisif Michael Al Kaidish. Rabbi Kiva, now let's go back to the sheet of Rabbi Kiva. He learned out Moshe Michal Kodesh from the Inyan of Tzira and Charisha, which he said that pasuk has to do with Shmita. Hai v'nisim esnaf shesechem betisha mayavad lei. He doesn't need the pasuk of betisha for v'nisim esnaf shesechem for toisvis yom kippurim as Rabbi Shmuel does. So what does he use the pasuk for? Meboy alei l'kedetani chia barav midifti. The Tani Chiyab Rav Midifti, he learned the following drasha: V'inisim esnaf shesecha betisha, v'chi betisha misanav aloy basir misanav. We know Yom Kippur. It says Beferish in the Chumash is on the 10th day of Tishrei. So what is this pasuk telling us? That it's on the 9th day that we begin fasting. Eloy merlach. This teaches you that kol oichel v'shoyse b'chi malo lo vakosiv. As we turn to Daf Testament base, ki ilu esanav chi vasiri. Really, the fast is on the 10th. Day. And on the ninth day, it's a mitzvah to eat, to prepare for the fast. Whoever eats on the ninth of Tishrei, it's considered as if he fasted both on the 9th and on the 10th of Tishrei. The top Tosfos on Testament Beis says, Klomar, K'moyshet Tzivoa Kodesh Baruch Hu Lis'anes, V'Yis'ane, Aval Hashtoi Vayu, Osir Lis'ane. A person might think, well, if eating is like fasting, so maybe I should fast both days. No, now it's Taka Farkeret, Osir to fast. What Tosfos says, what the Gemara means is that if you eat on the 9th, Hashem considers it as if you fasted on the 9th, but you're only allowed to eat Farkeret. It's an Avera for you. You'll be over the mitzvah of eating on the 9th day. So Rabbi Akiva uses this pasuk not for Tosfos Yom Kippurim as Rabbi Shmuel does, but he uses it for this inyan that there's an inyan to eat on the 9th of Tishrei, and it's considered as if he fasted for 2 days in a row. Let us see the Rashi on the bottom, the last Rashi on Tesamid Aleph, says Rashi, Kol Oichel V'Shoisa, D'Hachi Amar Kra. This is what the pasuk is saying. V'inisem B'Tisha Achilas Tisha Anikari Inu. Hashem is referring to the eating on the 9th day as if it's a infliction. Since the eating on the 9th day is considered by Hashem like an inui, Rashi says, interesting thing, the more you eat, the better. There are those who say that there's a mitzvah to eat every second. There are people who have candy in their mouth, the whole Erev Yom Kippur. There be Mekayim every second of the day, the mitzvah of Achila on Erev Yom Kippur. The Amidikamar Be'erev, since the Torah said that when does the real inui of fasting begin at night? The Torah doesn't want you to have a real inui of fasting on the 9th. The Chi Kori inui B'tisha. So what did the Torah refer to as inui on the 9th? The eating and drinking on the 9th, that is referred to as an inui. Now, as far as what the reasons are for the mitzvah, why did Hashem give us this mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippurim? So we find in the Tur, in Simen Tov Reish Dalid, the Tur says, V'tzivam sheyoichlu v'yishtu tchila k'dei sheyuchlu l'sanois u'shaloi l'hazik l'amo inui. A pashut echeshbin. Hashem wants you to... Hashem's not here to be sadistic that you have to fast. Hashem knows that the inui, the fasting, is going to be mechapri or averis, but he wants you to do it healthy. Marshal Amalek, Shaholoi ben Yachid, a king had his only child, Vigozra love Lasanus Yamechot. He gave him a tzivi to fast one day, Midarais, that there's only one fast day throughout the year, and that's Yom Kippur. He told the child, I want you to eat and drink so they can be soivlet. The Chain Noigan Laharbis Boy Besuda, we're Marbin Suda. Now the tour brings a medrash. There was the mayor of the city. Shomer Lavdo, he told his Eved, Kenei Dagim, buy for me fish. He only found one fish. So he told the fish seller, I'll give you a golden coin for it. There was a Jewish tailor there. He said, he'll give you one, I'll give you two. So maybe the other guy said, I'll make it three. He was moist of Achelu Lechamisha until he paid 5 golden zuvim for a fish that was only worth 1 golden zuv. The Nisha Lechayit, and he got it. Boy, Evel Adonim. So the Evet comes back to his master, who's in charge of the whole city here. The Sipur Loi Kola Moira, and he told him the whole story. Sholach HaShoiter Achar Chayit. So the Shoiter is sent after the tailor. V'Armaloi Mamalach Tech. What do you do? Armaloi Chayit. I'm a poor Jewish tailor. Armaloi V'Lama Kanisa Dag Shav Zahov Behezu of him. So what are you paying 5 zuvim for a fish that's only worth 1? V'Loi Oid El Sholachach to me at Avdi. Now, it's bad enough that you spend 5, but the worst of all is you took the fish away from me. So the tailor said to him, how could I not buy this fish? I would have even paid 10 zuvim for it. This day, we're going to get kaporas of ice, and Hashem told me I should eat, so I have to do it. I want to do this tremendous mitzvah. Amar lo im kein, yafa asisa, fine, I respect what you did. Upatrei v'holach l'shalom, and he didn't do anything to him, and he went in peace. So the Beis Yosef brings down here that Be'emes he found in the Medrash and Bereishis that there's a sequel to the story, which the Tur doesn't mention. The sequel is that the tailor came home, and he's starts preparing the fish for eating Erev Yom Kippur. He opens it up and he found a very precious jewel there, and he lived rich for the rest of his life because he was Moiser Nefesh for the mitzvah of eating Erev Yom Kippur. The Beis Yosef says that the Torah obviously had a different medrash because he doesn't quote the end, and there's also Shinuyim, he says, in the way the Torah brings down the medrash and the medrash in Bereishis Rabbah, but this is the end of the story there. So this is the way the Torah understands it, Pashut, that we're preparing in order to have Koyach to fast. The base. Yeah, it's considered an Inui.
It's helping.
No, but I mean, the Rashi is not a steerer. The Torah, because the Torah says ki'ilu his'ana chiva siri. It has a loch of inui, but yeah, because since you're preparing your guf so that you can fast, even the eating is considered fasting. By the Maisa, it's a mitzvah harboy sechilo shtiyah. The Beis Yosef says the Be'emes, we have such a tremendous yontiv that it's Yadu. Rabbi Yisrael Slanter told someone that if Yom Kippur would come once in 70 years, every person would bench his child. I hope you're zoicha to live to a Yom Kippur. And we have Yom Kippur every year, and we get Kaporis Avoinis every year. So it's a gevaldike simcha. So really, we should eat on Yom Kippur. We should make a Sudas Yontiv. But we're not allowed to, so we have to make the Suda a day earlier. The Erev Yom Kippur is really the Suda of Yontiv, the simcha that we have that we're getting Kaporis Avoinis. The Marit says another pshat, that for Karet, that by eating Erev Yom Kippur, we find a Gemara in Masechet Tainis Daf Chav Zayin that the Anshei Mishmor, they never fasted on the first day of the week because they're coming off the heavy Sudas for Shabbos. So it's a very difficult thing. This year we're going to have Asar B'Tavis on Sunday coming up, but it's very difficult. After you ate a whole day, now your body changes and now you have to go into the fast mode, so the fasting mode. So for Karet, the Marit says that this was to give us more schar that'll make our inui even stronger, and that's why it's considered as if you fasted for 2 days. The Rav Samson Fol Hirsch in his Sefer Chorev says it a little differently. He says that Hashem, had he wanted just to pain us, he would have told us fast for 2 days. But rather, he's trying to teach us you have to serve Hashem in every way. You have to serve Hashem in fasting, and you have to serve Hashem in eating, which might even be a more difficult. It's easier to fast L'Shem Shemayim than to eat L'Shem Shemayim. His purpose is to teach us to serve Hashem in both ways. And it's interesting that the Shalah brings down from the Zohar that the Pasuk says, it's a remes to two nefashas, your guf and your neshama. The inui of the guf is by fasting. The inui of the neshama is by eating. So Memeil Hashem wanted the guf and the neshama to have inui. One he gave the mitzvah Erev Yom Kippur to eat, the other he gave the mitzvah on Yom Kippur itself to fast. There's some very interesting shilas in the Rishonim and Achronim concerning this mitzvah of Erev Yom Kippurim. We'll just mention briefly a few of them. The first one is it a din d'oraisa or d'rabbanan, the mitzvah of eating Erev Yom Kippurim? From our Gemara b'pashas, it would be mashma, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Because the Gemara asks, Rabbi Shmuel uses this pasuk for tois Yom Kippurim. What does Rabbi Akiva use it for? It's Mashma the Gemara saying it's a din d'oraisa, and that's really the sheet of the Magen Avraham. However, the Kesef Mishnah says it's a smachta bi'alma, it's only a din d'rabbanan. The Ksav Sofer has an interesting shaila. What happens if these two mitzvahs contradict each other? In other words, let's say a person was an oinus, and he couldn't eat anything a whole day. Medically, the doctor told him he's not allowed, whatever the case may be, he couldn't eat. And the chance that he has to eat something on Erev Yom Kippur is right by the Man of Tosfos Erev Yom Kippur. So Tosfos Erev Yom Kippur is a mitzvah d'oraisa. Let's say we'll go with the sheet as it's d'oraisa. And eating Erev Yom Kippur is a mitzvah d'oraisa. So should I eat at this moment right before Bein HaShemashos, or should I not eat? One assay is so to the other assay. So the Ksav Sofer comes out, L'maisa, he writes, Tzorech Iyin L'Hakul Bazeh. After he goes through a whole pilpul, his maskana is, it's difficult to say that it's mutter, and therefore in that case, he's telling the person that he should not eat those few minutes right before Bein HaShemashos and be mekayim the inyan of Tosfos Yom HaKippur. Now, the Shiltas Rav Achoy Goin brings down a girsa a little different than our Gemara. Kol oichel v'shoisa b'tshi umisane b'asiri malo lov akosav. He puts in the words umisane b'asiri. In other words, it's not, and as his shiloh is like this, what happens if somebody ate Erev Yom Kippurim, but he didn't fast on Yom Kippur? If the whole reason, like we said from the tour, of eating Erev Yom Kippur is to prepare you for the fast, what happens if you didn't come out fasting on Yom Kippur? So according to the Shiltas, you're not mekayim a mitzvah. And this is a machlokes, others disagree. If you don't wind up fasting, are you mekayim a mitzvah when you ate Erev Yom HaKippurim? According to the Shiltas, it's only if misane basiri, if it helps you to fast on the 10th, then you're eating Erev Yom HaKippurim is considered a mitzvah. With this, the Netziv, in his Pirush on the Shiltas, Hamik Shalah, he answers the question that the Achorinim ask, why is there no bracha Asher Kedushan Tzaisisfanu to eat Erev Yom HaKippurim? The answer is, you don't know. An oinus might happen, and you may not be able to finish the fast on Yom HaKippurim. And the whole reason that we're saying it's a mitzvah to eat Erev Yom Kippur is a hachana for the fasting on Yom Kippur. If you don't wind up fasting, you had no mitzvah, and mail your bracha comes out to be a bracha of atollah. The next question that's discussed is there a mitzvah at night, or does the mitzvah only begin in the daytime of Erev Yom Kippurim? A machloikis achroinim, the Magen Avraham Shita is it starts at night, however the Gra says no, that the mitzvah starts only in the morning. What is a person supposed to eat for the Suda? So the Minchas Chinuch says there's no mitzvah to eat bread Erev Yom Kippurim, and others disagree, and others say carrot, since the purpose is to prepare yourself for the fast, the best thing that fills a person up is bread, mazon, that gives sustenance to the body. You should eat. In fact, the Kafa Chaim brings down from the Shalah that there are those who were both Seya on two Chalas, just like we do, especially according to those who say it's a Sudas Yontiv. We can't have the Suda Yom Kippur, we're doing it Erev Yom Kippur. So for carrot, they used to actually be both Seya on two Chalas. Others learn that the mitzvah is basar, oif, and dogim, and not meat, and then others disagree, and others say that, again, since it's a sudas yontiv of Yom HaKippurim, ain't simcha, ela bebasar behema, they just use basar behema. The Kafa Chaim says there's a mitzvah to eat fish, and he brings a raya from that medrash that we mentioned before, with the Jewish tailor. The Jewish tailor, what did he go to the market for? He went to go and eat fish. What is the amount that you have to eat for Erev Yom Kippurim? So the Kafa Chaim said, we mentioned there are those who say you should keep eating a whole Erev Yom Kippur. The Kafa Chaim says you should eat equal to 2 days worth. That since the eating on Erev Yom Kippurim is considered like fasting, so you're making up for the day that you're not eating. The Minchas Chinuch wants to say the shear on fasting Erev Yom Kippur is kaiseves, so memela the shear of eating Erev Yom Kippur will also be a kaiseves. And finally, Rav Akiva Eger has a shaila, that do our women mechuyiv in the mitzvah of eating Erev Yom Kippur? Do we say it's a mitzvah say shazman grama and memela nashim would be potter? Or do we say no, since the whole purpose of the eating Erev Yom Kippur, as we saw, is achana for the fasting Yom Kippur, since women are mechuyiv in the fasting, who adin that they will be mechuyiv in the mitzvah of eating Erev Yom Kippur? Continues the Gemara in Daf Tes Amud Beis. Tana Rabbanan. Before we begin the Gemara, let us quote the psukim that this Gemara is based on. It's based on Vayikra Chaf Hei, psukim Tes Yud and Yud Aleph. In Pasuk Tes, the Torah says, "Vavar te shayfer truah b'chadish hashvi v'asul chadish b'yom kippurim taviru shayfer b'chol artzecha." So that pasuk is telling you about the mitzvah of blowing shofar on Yom Kippur for all the mitzvahs of Yom HaKippur. The next pasuk says, pasuk Yud, V'kidashtem eshnas hachamishim shana, ukrasem dror baretz, l'chol yoshveh, you should proclaim, as it says on the Liberty Bell, proclaim liberty throughout the land. This is the pasuk, ukrasem dror baretz, l'chol yoshveh, all the avodim should go free, yovel he, here we also have included the mitzvah of the stay achuzah that returns to its original owner. Pasuk Yud Aleph concludes, Yovel Hishnas Chamishim Shana Tiyalachem, Loisiz Rov, Loisiktru Es Vichav, Loisiftru Es Nazireo. This tells you that on Yovel you're not allowed to work the karka. Now let us begin the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, Yovel He. Now the Gemara is learning as follows. Actually, this phrase Yovel He we have both in Pasuk Yud and in Pasuk Yud Aleph. So the Gemara says, "What do you need it twice for?" Yovel He. And the Gemara learns out that one word of these two is Marba, and that's the word Yovel. Yovel means what come what may, it's going to be Yovel. And the other word, he, is memayit. No, it is yovel. But if you don't do what you're supposed to, it's not yovel. In other words, we're going to have three shitas in this Gemara as to what is ma'akev, is necessary in order for a year to be designated as yovel. We had four mitzvahs, as we mentioned in the psukim. We had blowing shofar, we had shiluach avadim, we had the sadeh chuzah returning to its bialim, and then we had, as a result of the kedusha of the yovel, that you're not allowed to work the ground. Now, what happens if you didn't do all of these mitzvahs? Is it still Yovel, legabe the Isser Malacha of working the ground on Yovel? That's what we're going to have three shittas. Tana Rabbanan, Yovel he, Yovel, the Bach puts in the word Yovel. Yovel is inclusive, afa pi shaloi shamtu. Even if you didn't abandon the fields and let them return to their owners. And afa pi shaloi taku, even if you didn't blow the shofar, it still has kedushas of Yovel, and it's usher to do malach on the ground. Yochel afa pi shaloi shalchu. I would think, oy bazoi, maybe it's even Yovel, even if you didn't send away the avodim. Tamalaymer, he. He is a miyut, which means it's only Yovel if you do it, which is sending away the avodim. Divi Rabbi Yehuda. So it comes out according to Rabbi Yehuda. There's only one of the three mitzvahs that are ma'akev. You must send away the avodim. If you don't, it's not considered Yovel, and then there's no iser to do malacha on the karka during Yovel. It doesn't have kedushas Yovel. Rabbi Yossi Omer, he disagrees. Yovel he, afal pishloi shamtu, it is Yovel even if you didn't abandon the fields back to their owner, and also afal pishloi shalchu, even if you didn't let the slaves go free. Yochel afal pishloi taku, I would think even if you didn't do tekiyah shofar, tamalaymer, he is a miyut, and you must have, it's a prerequisite, you must have tekiyah shofar. Now Rabbi Yossi is going to explain his reasoning. Why is Tkiyah Shofar more ma'akev than the other two mitzvahs? V'chi mi'acher shem mikra echad marba. One pasuk, not one pasuk, one word of the pasuk is marba. What word is that? Yovel, as we said. It's Yovel no matter what. That's marba. U'mikra echad mamet. And one word of the pasuk, which is he, is a miyut. Mipnei ma'ani oimer yovel. Why do we say, as the Bach is gairus, Yovel, he takes out the word he. Yovel is marbe afal pishloi shalchu, even if you didn't send away the vodim, and the Achronim explain, and even if you didn't let the karker go back. Ve'ein Yovel elam kein taku. Why do I, Rabbi Yossi, put the dogesh, the stress, on the mitzvah of tekiyah shofar? Why not the other two mitzvahs of shiluach avadim and chazara of the steyachuza b'yovel? The answer is as follows: Lefi she'efshar lo'olam b'loy shiluach avadim. It's possible theoretically there are no slaves to nobody has slaves. It's possible. Abe Lincoln freed the slaves. There's no more slaves to give back. But, and therefore you cannot, the Torah didn't make a mitzvah that is totally on a metzias where it could be that the metzias will never happen. But the efshel oilam b'loit kiyah shofar, It's not possible in the world not to have a ram's horn that you could blow a shofar. So therefore it's logical, says Rabbi Yossi, that the Torah put the mitzvah of Yovel dependent on tekiyah shofar and not on avodim, and we will add also not on fields. It could be that nobody has a steyachuza of somebody else that should go back. However, shofar, everybody else has. Therefore, the mitzvah is totally on shofar. Davarach, or a second shot, Zum Mesur LeBezdin. This is given over to Bezdin, the mitzvah of Tekiyah Shofar. Bezdin won't be negligent. They will do Tekiyah Shofar. However, Vizu, the mitzvah of Shiluach Avodim, or returning the fields to their owner, Ainim Mesur LeBezdin, is not Mesur LeBezdin. It's given over to an individual. And Rashi here in the Divrei HaMaskil, Davarach, Tekiyah Shofar, Mesur LeBezdin, says a tremendous chiddush. He says at the end of the Rashi, Ve'im Yemo'ein Yevatel HaYoivel. It's the Achronim are Medak from Rashi. It's Mashma that even if one Jew did not keep the mitzvah of Shiluach Avadim, there would be no Yovel. It's singular. Im Yimoein, not im, if the Klal Yisroel will be Yimoein, even one person won't do it. So this is given to Bezdin. Bezdin is a reliable institution. Memela, we're not worried they won't blow the Shofar. So Memela, it's totally in that. That's Ma'akiv. But logically, Rabbi Yossi is saying, it doesn't make sense that Torah gave it over, where one individual, for example, could prevent the whole Yovel from taking place. Right? The Gemara, my Dover Acher, why do you talk and need a second reason? What's wrong with your first reason? Maybe you'll tell me it's impossible that there shouldn't be at least one case of one Eved being sent away, sent back. So your reason doesn't make sense. Now I have a second reason. Zum Mesur LeBezdin, Zuei Mesur LeBezdin. That Shofar is given to Bezdin, and Shiluach Avodim is not given to Bezdin, and that's why it was dependent on Shofar. Zochti Gemara, you've explained me, Rabbi Yossi. What about Rabbi Yehuda? Bishlam Rabbi Yossi Kidikamar Tami. Rabbi Yossi says a logical reason for his insistence that it's totally on Tekiyah Shofar. El Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, my time. What is his reasoning that it's totally in Shiluach Avodim? That the Kedusha of Yovel only takes place if there was Shiluach Avodim? Amar Krota Pasuk says, Ukrasem Dror Bo'aretz, that you should pronounce liberty in the land, freedom in the land. And now it's important why we went through the Psukim Tes Yud and Yud Aleph, because you have to know this, the sequence here. Ukesavar Mikra Nidrish Lefonov Veloy Lefnei Fonov. In the Pasuk, in the Psukim that we brought, Yovel, he is a Miyud. So says Rabbi Yehuda, let's go backwards. The pasuk, the miut of Yovel he only goes on the phrase that preceded it, which was ukrasem dror, the shiluach avarim, the freedom for the servants. That's ma'akev. Yovel he, you must have krasem dror. But to go back two phrases, what's the two phrases? Back to pasuk tes, where you spoke about shofar. There we don't go back. So in other words, that shofar will be included in the word yovel. Yovel, it's yovel even if you didn't blow the shofar. But yovel he, you know what's ma'akev? The phrase that just preceded it, which was in pasuk yud itself, the phrase of krasem dror. Also, he will learn that it's not going on what's after it, because what's after it is Chazora Sada Steyachuzel Lebalein. That comes after Yovali. So he's learning that Yovali to me it goes only on the phrase that preceded it, which is Shiluach Avodim. Continues the Gemara, Dekuli alma dror lashon cheres. All of these shitas hold that dror means freedom. My mashma, where do you get that the word dror means freedom? This sign we learned in the Braisa, ain dror lashon cheres. Dror means freedom. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, ma lashon dror. What does the word dror mean? Kimedayer bedayer, that a person can live wherever he pleases to live. Umovel schar b'chomedin. He's allowed to transport schara from one land to another, wherever he wants. That's what the word dror signifies in it. We've mentioned the shitas of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef. There's a third shita. What's the third shita? The shitas chachamim. They say shloshdan ma'akvois boy. All three of these mitzvahs are ma'akiv in the kedusha of yovel. And the Minchas Chinuch points out that all three will have to be done on Yom Kippur. If you did one of them, might saw Yom Kippur a day late, you missed the boat. You were not going to be able to have kedushas shvius, kedushas yovel, that the land should be aser b'malacha. What are all three? The mikra kasavri, they hold the rabbanim mikra nidrish lefonav vilifnei fonav ulachrav. They say that yovel hida miyut, that's telling you, I insist that you need these mitzvahs, and it's ma'akev, is growing on the phrase before, which is drawer, freedom of the slaves. It's growing on lifnei fonav, two phrases back, which is katem shayfer, ula akrav. It's also going on chazora steachuza, libalayan, which comes after yovel hi. The Gemara asks, "Vaksiv Yovel, you're not leaving me with any inclusion. You told me all along that Yovel includes, it's Yovel, even though you're missing something. According to you, it's not Yovel unless you have all three things. So what is it including?" The Gemara answers, "Ahuda filibachutz loretz. This is teaching me that even Yovel is Noag, even the Chutz Lords." So the Meiri speaks out that that is specifically speaking about Shiluach Avadim. You have to send away Avadim anywhere in the world, not only in Eretz Yisrael. However, the dinim of Isser Avodas Karka, the Chiyuv to be Mafkir your Paris, Chazara Sod Steyachuza, Tekiyah Shaifer, all those mitzvahs of Yovel, that's only in Eretz Yisrael. When the Gemara says a Philip Chutz Lords, it's referring specifically to the mitzvah of Shiluach Avadim. The Gemara asks Akasha, how could you say that Yovel includes Chutz Lars Raksiv Bo'aretz in the land? The Gemara answers, Ahu Bizman Shein Noig Dror Bo'aretz Noig B'Chutz Lars. Bizman Shein Noig Bo'aretz Ein Noig B'Chutz Lars. That Chutz Lars is dependent on Eretz Yisrael. If you have Yovel in Eretz Yisrael and you have Shiluach Havarim there, then you do Shiluach Havarim in Chutz Lars. If you don't have Shiluach Havarim in Eretz Yisrael, you don't do it in Chutz Lars. Freik Tisvas Emes Abomba Vakasha. Didn't we have earlier on top of the Yomit, it says, Efshir Deleka Chad B'Soifa Oil Mishlach, you're telling me that why is Yovel Tolui on? Why do you want to make Yovel Tolui on Shiluach Avodim? Because there's possible, even though there's nobody in Eretz Yisrael, but there's an Evet someplace in the world that he will go back in Yovel. But the Gemara over here says that if there's nothing doing in Eretz Yisrael, so then there's no Shiluach Avodim in Chutz Lars. What did the Gemara mean at the top of the Yomid when they said there's a possibility to free an Evet in Chutz Lars and not have anybody being freed in Eretz Yisrael? So the Sfas Emes answers, over there it's speaking about that there was no one b'metzias in Eretz Yisrael. There was no case. Then there's still a chiyuv to do it in Chutz Lartz. Here the Gemara is speaking about there were avarim that could have been freed. They weren't free. The people were doing an aveira against the Torah. Oh, if you're not keeping the halach of Shiluach Avodim, and we saw from Russia even one person is not keeping that mitzvah of Shiluach Avodim in Eretz Yisrael, that's ma'akiv, and then there's no mitzvah in Chutz Lartz either. The Gemara before is speaking about a case, b'metzias, there were just no slaves to free. Then the mitzvah is still noig in Chutz Lartz. And we'll learn one more piece of Gemara, Ulanatiya. The Mishnah says that Rosh Hashanah of for Orla, for the 3 years that you have Orla where the fruit is Usser, starts from Tishrei. Minol, and how do you know that it starts from Tishrei? The Sivit says in the Pasuk, Shalosh Shanim Arelim. It uses the word Shana concerning Orla. Uksev Ubishana Haravias, that's the mitzvah of net to revive, which you have to bring up the fruit to Yerushalayim or be poted for money and spend the money in Yerushalayim. So it also uses the word Shana, the Yalif Shana, Shana mi Tishrei. The Siv Mireshus Hashana, we've had this Pasuk before, from the beginning of the year. So just like that, speaking about Tishrei, the Shana that's referred to Orla and in reference to Orla and that the Revai is also Tishrei. Frey, the Gemara, Veligmar Shana, Shana Minisin. Why don't you learn from this Nesiv, Rishon Hulachem Lachotche Hashana? So it also uses the word Shana. The answer is Donin Shana Sheini Mochadoshim Mishana Sheini Mochadoshim Vein Donin Shana Sheini Mochadoshim Mishana Sheyesh Imochadoshim. We have two different kinds of years in as far as the Torah is concerned. 1 year is a year of Chadoshim that starts from Nisan. That's the year of the month starts from Nisan. The other year, which comes from Brias Olam, that's the year which the world is counted by. That's the year starting from Tishrei. So I have to look in what context is the word Shana used. If it's used in the context of Chadoshim, then the source of that is Nisan. But if it's used without Chadoshim, as it is in this case here, it just says the word Shana. It doesn't make any reference to Chadoshim at all. Then the source for that is the beginning of each year from Brias Olam. That is from Tishrei. So Orla and Netar Revai, we learn Shana Shana from Tishrei because there's no Chadoshim and we do not learn it from Nisan. There is Chadoshim.